A Prayer for When You Fear the Future by Christina Fox. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. Psalm 27:3. In our current culture, there is much uncertainty about the future. Fears often trigger other emotions, including despair and anger, and much of it is played out on social media. In truth, there is much to fear in our lives and in our world. The unknown future can seem dark and filled with danger. We wonder if we can handle it. We wonder how we can endure. From our children's health to paying for college, from job security to who runs the country, from prayers unanswered to relationships under strain, we worry about what could happen and what we will do when it does. David wrote, "Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident." Psalm 27:3. Psalm 27 is a song and a prayer of trusting God in the face of fears. The ultimate fulfillment of this psalm is found in Christ, the one who conquered our worst fears at the cross. He is our light and salvation. Because of Jesus, we can come into God's presence with confidence and hope. As Paul wrote in Romans, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? If God sacrificed his own son to save us from our sins, how would he not also be with us in the fears we face today?" Let's pray. Father in heaven, I come before you as the psalmist did, weary, worn, and frightened. I come before you because you are King and you rule all things. I come before you because you are my Father, my Abba. You adopted me as your child and have given me every privilege that comes with being part of your family. I come before you because you are my Savior. All I have comes to me from your generous hands. I come before you because you are my Redeemer. You alone can redeem and restore all that is broken in my life and in the world around me. Forgive me for turning my gaze from you and looking at the frightening things happening around me. Forgive me for forgetting that you are with me. Forgive me for not trusting. Forgive me for not crying out to you sooner, but trying to conquer my fears and my own strength. Forgive me for not living in complete dependence upon you. Father, hear the deepest cries of my heart. Rule and reign over your kingdom. Turn the hearts of kings, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Raise up godly leaders, teachers, pastors, and people who love you and your word. Use your people to spread your gospel across the earth. May we be the salt and light you instructed us to be. In my life, Lord, give me a peace that passes all understanding. Though I don't know what will happen with all that troubles me this day, help me to trust you. Help me to remember that you are not surprised. Help me to remember that nothing will happen today that takes you off guard. You are not asleep or too busy, but are actively involved in all the cares of my life. Help me to wait and watch for your glory. Help me to obey and do the right thing in the moment, knowing you are there in all the moments to come. Most of all, help me to remember Jesus, the one who cried out in the garden on the night he was betrayed, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." Mark 13:46. I thank you that for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. Even now, he intercedes for me. What a marvelous truth. I pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.